Welcome to the FantasyGuru.com Franchise Focus Podcast. Now here's Matt Kemp, Joe Dolan, and Tom Brawley.
And we welcome you to another edition of the Franchise Focus Podcast here at FantasyGuru.com. Matt Kemp, Joe Dolan, and Tom Brawley getting ready to talk about the St. Louis Rams. An interesting offseason for them. We'll talk about their big moves, who they lost, who they gained, the fantasy implications, and some possible draft targets as they get ready for the 2015 NFL Draft at the end of April. And we'll have all of these Franchise Focus Podcasts up a week before the draft gets underway. The Rams will finish out this week, our third week of these Franchise Focus Podcasts. One more week, the final nine teams will finish up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you'll have a whole week to digest and catch up on everything before the draft gets underway in Chicago. And the Rams will certainly have an interesting selection to make. We'll talk about them on this podcast, and if you want to get your questions in, you can do so for future podcasts or responding to these podcasts. Use the hashtag Franchise Focus, tweet them to us at Fantasy Guru Site, at the Matt Kemp, at FG underscore Dolan, at FG underscore Brawley. We've been answering your questions on these podcasts. We'll get future ones answered, whether it be on the podcast or on Twitter itself, as we move right along. And we got to tell you that MLB season is in full swing. And if you want to get involved, you want to do so with FanDuel.com. Don't wait another day. Sign up now to play one day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. Their entry fees start at just $1, and you don't have to wait 6 months to win a league. You can play today and win tonight. You can pick a brand new team any day you want, and there's none of those season-long commitments, and there's no upfront fees. And that's always nice, Joe. If you get off to a bad start in your season-long league, or you don't like the docket of games that's on the schedule, you could skip a day. Maybe you really like what's going on. You go, you know what? I might have three lineups I could put together today. You could do that too. A lot of flexibility as compared to the season-long leagues.
How many times have you played fantasy baseball and something popped up? You had to go to the doctor, or you had to take your kids home from school, or you just didn't feel like getting out of bed. Maybe you were sick. And you're like, 8:30 p.m. Ah, crap, I forgot to set my lineup. It doesn't matter in FanDuel. Just live another day. Yep. It's great.
If you miss it, it's okay. You can come back from it. Well, I'll tell you somebody who didn't miss it. That is Laura from Waltham, Massachusetts. She won $708 on opening day alone. And if you want to get part of that, you can get part of it right now because they're giving out more than $2.5 million every single day this MLB season. That's right. They're paying out more than $2.5 million every single day this season. But you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code GURU and sign up now. Here's the special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offers only good for the first 50 people that use our code GURU. Don't forget to use our code GURU. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, FanDuel.com. Sign up today. So we get into the Rams here, guys, and, well, they made some splashes. Sam Bradford is no longer their quarterback. Nick Foles is their new starting quarterback because they made a big trade right when the season or the NFL business season got underway. They acquire Nick Foles from the Philadelphia Eagles, and they send Sam Bradford to the Eagles. Kind of a surprise move. Now, we know Bradford's time in St. Louis did not work out well at all. Part of it's on him. Part of it's the injuries, the torn ACL again last season.
A lot of bad luck.
O-line issues, three different offensive coordinators. A lot of things did not go Bradford's way. So now they bring in Nick Foles. And here's the deal here. There's conditions in this deal, but the Rams get a fourth-round pick from the Eagles in 2015 and a second-rounder in 2016. The Eagles get a fifth-round pick from the Rams in 2015. Now, it sounded like the Eagles just wanted to move on from Foles, but where does that leave now Nick Foles and the Rams? Because we've been saying, doesn't it feel like for like 5 or 6 years now, well, they have a young and, you know, maybe up-and-coming, you know, a potentially really good receiving core. And we started to see a little bit of that last year, but I still think we're waiting for, you know, to go, okay, they got a real good established number one. They did re-sign Kenny Britt. You got Brian Quick coming off that injury, and that's a bit of a question mark right now, Brian Quick coming off that injury. Hopefully he'll be good and ready to go. But, I mean, there's a lot of kind of moving parts here. Stedman Bailey had the suspension. He came on a little bit. Tavon Austin's pretty much been a running back for this team. I don't know if they really know what they have here. Still have Jared Cook. They re-signed Lance Kendricks because you got to bring him back.
Here's the thing. Nick Foles, in my opinion, has more job security, but a lot less fantasy appeal. And that's where I stand, and the guy's a backup to me. And I don't think the way Foles played last year is particularly inspiring. And you have to remember, here's a guy who hasn't played a full 16-game season. So Bradford had the more serious injury woes, yes, but Foles has dealt with concussions. He had the collarbone last year. So he's been a guy who's had a little bit of trouble staying on the field as well. I just feel like this is a change of scenery trade for both teams. And honestly, if both are in the same position come the start of the NFL season, I'm going to rather take a shot on Bradford than Foles.
Yeah, and it's because, you know, Foles is, you know, was a product of the system there in Philadelphia. He was putting up fantasy numbers because of who he was playing under. Chip Kelly, you know, he was putting up numbers there. So, I mean, St. Louis, they've played a ball control offense. They want to run the ball a little bit, and Schottenheimer actually left, which is
hooray!
But the problem is they just promoted somebody that is behind him. It was the quarterback coach, Frank Cignetti. So I don't have a ton of optimism that this offense is going to look drastically different.
Yeah, Jeff Fisher, who's, I don't know why he continues to hold the job and be held in such high regard with not a lot of success to his name and on his resume. You know, does he look and go, well, we were doing some good things in the offense last year, and we hung in there with, you know, out Bradford, and we went with Austin Davis and Sean Hill. Let's do more of the same. And maybe Nick Foles needs that somewhat. Maybe, you know, you want to lead the way with Trey Mason, but they got to spice it up a little bit and maybe spice things up with, I don't know, the guy they traded up for in the first round a couple years ago, Tavon Austin, because he's pretty much been just a glorified return man and occasional straightforward running back. They're not working this guy in to take the advantage of all of his skills. And I know he's not a big guy. You're not expecting him to catch 100 balls or be some dominant player, but he's got a unique skill set, and they're kind of wasting it away after they traded for the guy. They traded up to go get this guy.
Yeah, he went from being the number 8 overall pick in the draft to maybe being the number 4 receiver in this offense. I mean,
he has no fantasy value, really.
No fantasy value. I won't be targeting him in
kind
drafts.
Kind of a gadget
no
player. And look, I think a better team would be using Tavon Austin better. But then you've got to understand, well, maybe there's something with Tavon Austin. Maybe there's a reason he's not getting on the field. And when it comes to a guy like Austin and Cordarrelle Patterson, I always give the player the benefit of the doubt. But eventually, if the guy's not on the field, you have to blame the player at some point. And
but
look, Brian Schottenheimer did a lot of things with Tavon Austin that drove me absolutely nuts. He would throw him what we called the screen to nowhere, where he'd just throw him on an island with a screen pass and say,
no,
you know,
blockers.
What? No blocker. Just make the guy miss.
Make
That's
plays.
What you do, right?
Make plays.
Yeah. That stuff doesn't work, but sometimes you got to pick up the offense better as well. And one thing that we have heard about Brian Schottenheimer is that the guy is as sharp as anybody, but there is a little bit that is lost in translation between the classroom and the field. His players have a difficult time picking up his offense. But, and Tavon Austin, we've seen it with multiple guys in St. Louis, just have trouble.
That's true. Brian
putting,
Quick
putting
never
everything
really
together
put it
the
together
field.
Until his third season. Yeah. So maybe you have that hope for Tavon Austin that maybe the light bulb switches on like it did for Brian Quick kind of last year.
Unfortunately for Quick, he's coming off that shoulder injury. Now, he's expected to make a full recovery, but according to an ESPN report at the end of March, Quick is a bit up in the air right now. He's expected to miss the entire offseason program, and he's possibly questionable for the training camp. So that's a little bit...
That's never a good sign for an injury that happened in the middle of the year, too.
And with a new quarterback that he's got to get in tune with there. And Foles certainly needs to work on chemistry and rapport with all of his guys. So
and we liked what we saw from Quick last year. He was finally stretching the field a little bit, making some big plays. There was some optimism finally around him. And now that optimism is being, you know, stymied a little bit.
This is interesting because Nick Foles is a quarterback who liked to attack down the field outside the numbers.
Yep.
He had a much better success doing that in 2013 than he did last year. But he's a quarterback who's willing to throw the ball down the field, and Brian Quick would be a nice receiver.
By the way, they liked him. If you remember, our guy Adam Schefter kept this one quiet until the season started. His big sleeper from talking to the team and around the league was Brian Quick, and he was getting off to a good start.
Round pick.
That's right.
And we liked him, too. We put him on our Mr. Relevant article last year because we were hearing stuff that he was impressive.
21-3, 22-3 in his first four games last season. Then he faded 453. Did have that shoulder injury that cost him. But, you know, he's a big question mark right now for them. And this is a team that can't afford to have those kind of question marks. He would be a guy that you would hope to be like, okay, we've now established him. He could be a strong player for us. And maybe that's why they were pretty quick to sign Kenny Britt to a new deal. Britt back, and he's fine. He stayed healthy, stayed out of trouble, played all 16 games for the first time since his rookie season of 2009. 48 catches on 82 targets. That's a bad 58.5% catch rate. 748 yards, 15.6 yards per catch, 3 touchdowns, 8.9 fantasy points per game, 79% of the snaps. He was the number one, especially when Quick went down, but you know, he'll flash, he'll put up a couple of, you know, big games here and there. Maybe that gives you a reason to take him in an MFL 10, but, you know, he's a 5, and he's a replaceable 4 or 5,
you
probably.
Know, I'm interested to see where he's going, Brian Quick. So let me look at the numbers, fellas.
Well, I have Stedman Bailey as well, who came on a little bit, and, you know, he had 30 catches on 42 targets. Nice catch right there, over 71%. 435 yards, 14.5 yards per catch, a touchdown, 6.2 fantasy points per game in 13 games. Played a little bit more starting in week 11 and 25, 375, and 1 in the final 7 games. So he was coming on. He went from 18% of the snaps in the first half of the season to 63% in the second half. And according to Pro Football Focus, he ran 46.7% of his routes from the slot. So, you know, I think there's certainly a role here for Stedman Bailey, you know, with Austin kind of being a gadget player, Quick still up in the air, and Britt just kind of being there at this point. You know, Bailey start to come into his own.
I think Bailey's the most reliable guy here, and he is buried in current draft data. According to MFL 10 data, number 77 wide receiver.
I'm not surprised by that, though.
200 overall pick. I mean, the guy's barely getting drafted.
But it kind of gets back to what we were saying about Foles, though. I mean, Jordan Matthews had almost no value with Foles last year. He didn't throw to the slot at all. Do you want to spend a pick on a guy like Bailey who may not get thrown to out of the slot?
Going back to my point about the, you know, rapport, he'll get to work with Bailey.
Yeah,
probably, you know, the work with Quick may hurt.
If Quick is out for a while, maybe he does work a little more on the outside. Let Tavon Austin work out of the slot a little bit more.
At least just they get to work at all, whereas we might not get that from Quick. So talking about Jared Cook here, look, the talent I think is there, but I think we've probably seen the best of Jared Cook.
If he hasn't turned it on by now,
right.
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
52 catches on 97 targets, catch rates not even at 54%, 634 yards, 3 touchdowns, pretty close to what he did in 2013, which is a career year for him, but not great for fantasy. That's the key. 68% of the snaps, Lance Kendricks, 60%, Cody Harkey, 34%. You know, he doesn't score enough, and, you know, you always worry about Kendricks stealing touchdowns from him. I'm going to stay away from Cook unless I'm just totally screwed and I don't have anybody to play. He's a bye week replacement to me. I don't want anything to do with the guy. It hasn't happened for him yet. I don't think it really is going to change. And they decided to keep Lance Kendricks around.
Yes, our favorite fantasy vultures. Back. And Harvey.
And he turned down more money, apparently, from the Atlanta Falcons. Hooray. Thank you, Lance Kendricks.
Now, a guy we are excited about is Trey Mason. I think this is the guy that leads the way here for fantasy. We've already talked a little bit about drafts. Joe, I know we were talking about Sirius right after the season was over. I think Mason went like the third round of that expert's first mock draft of the year. I expect him to be in that area. Now, remember, last year he was having issues with his pass protection. Couldn't even get on the field. Couldn't even get in the lineup. But as the season went on and he improved, and it was pretty apparent that Dak Stacey was kind of just a guy, Mason got on the field more. 179 carries, 765 yards, 4.3 yards per carry, 4 touchdowns, had 16 catches on 26 targets for 148 yards, had a touchdown there. He was the number 23 running back, 11.4 fantasy points per game. Now, he finished with more than 200 fewer yards than Stacey did in 2013 as a lead back, but he's got more upside. I think we saw that. The O-line hopefully will improve. That was an issue for them. You know, Jake Long went down last season, but he is their best back. And it went from Stacy up in front to Stacy third, because Cunningham was kind of their number two goal line. They used him in a couple different ways, but Mason was clearly their guy. And remember, you know, he was one of the first backs off the board in last year's draft.
The talent wins out here.
Yep. Cream rises to the top.
And it's Trey Mason. And the difference that we have this year between the Rams situation in 2014 before the season is that Trey Mason has talent. And that's not to knock Zach Stacy, who has a balanced skill set and can fill in for a time, as we saw.
But that's what
just
it was.
Fine time. Last year, I remember saying incessantly, Zach Stacy looks to me like the perfect type of running back you can bust out on in the first two rounds, not a pick you want to make. And I got him on one team, and it was one team too many, and I was kicking myself for it, but I don't think we'd be making the same mistake with Trey Mason because this guy has talent.
No, and with an extra year experience, you expect that pass protection to get better. Maybe he stays on the field, more third down situation, passing situation. He had 16 catches last year. Maybe that doubles to 32. All of a sudden, the guy's a, you know, low-end number one, maybe high-end number two.
And his role in this team is he should be the foundation of the offense. I think with Foles coming in here, as we talked about the receiving core, not great, you know, issues there. Jeff Fisher was going to want to run the football. I mean, that's going to be a thing that they will harp on. They want to play great defense and run the football. That's the division, pretty much in a nutshell, there in the NFC West. So I think it is fair to be high on Trey Mason. Now, it's not an outstanding team to be on.
Not a great offensive line.
Yeah, right.
Offensive
line, there are some concerns.
Greg Robinson was inconsistent at best as a rookie last year.
Still very talented. He showed flashes, though. They need optimism that he's going
to... Because they released Jake Long.
Yep.
I think offensive line is going to be a big focus for the Rams in the draft. Who knows what they can do, because at 10, they're in a really interesting spot.
Well, let's get into the draft talk here. Obviously, we talked about some of the other additions. They did sign Garrett Reynolds, kind of a depth guy there. Nick Fairley, though, is a big addition for them, trying to make that D-line even better. Akeem Ayers comes over.
The defense is unbelievable.
Yeah, Akeem Ayers comes over from New England. The defense is, they want to play great defense, they want to run the football, but as you get into the draft here, receiver has to be a talk.
Yeah,
I think that's a big one for
him. Look, and as you mentioned with Brian Quick, when's he going to be available?
Right.
I mean, Brian Quick looks like the prototypical number one receiver, like big, tall, long stride, can play the X, get off of press coverage, but he's got to be healthy. And frankly, the guy only flashed. That's it. Wide receivers in need for the Rams. Now, Kenny Britt re-signed. He showed some flashes.
Yeah, I don't know if they necessarily go first-round receiver.
If maybe
but maybe the first couple rounds.
If White falls, they might be tempted. But yeah, they're going to add one, I think.
Offensive line, I think, is what they address first. Number 10, I think that's almost feels like a no
potential trade down spot for them.
Yeah.
Where maybe they could. And remember, Les Snead has traded down in the past. Now, he's been willing to make moves. He's traded both up and down in the draft. So the Rams are a team that if they feel a player they want is going to be available later, they will trade down. If they want to trade up for a guy, they have the ammunition to do so.
Have they still have something acquired from the RG3 trade in this draft?
That is finally done.
But they're still picking high because they didn't play well last year. Now, also, how about the secondary? I still feel like that is a spot that they can improve. Now, as we talked about that pass rush for any team, but especially this one, can mask any issues that you have on the back end. But I still think that is a spot of need for that team. But they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, they got A.J. Gaines last year.
Right.
Who was a sixth-round corner and played phenomenally well. So he's a guy in great shape. Janoris Jenkins is talented.
Yeah, they have a lot of talented guys.
He started to come around.
The secondary.
You know what? I think the secondary,
they've
you're
used
right.
a lot of picks back there.
They could address it more, but they're young, deep. Remember they picked up Mark Barron last year in a trade, I believe. This team is – I'm not sure secondary is a huge
deal. Yeah, I'm looking
for
at their depth chart on defense. They've used a lot of first, second, and third round picks on defense.
And none of them are like huge misses in my opinion.
Yep, right.
We still need time.
Jenkins took some time to get going.
A guy like LaMarcus Joyner. But, man, they've got some talent on defense. Maybe you add depth because if your defense is your strength, you want to be able to refuel that. Maybe they add another 4-3 end rusher. Chris Long's getting up there in age. He got injured last year. But, man, they are freaking awesome on defense. They are excellent.
And we were talking about them maybe trading down. We did a previous podcast with the Browns. They have an extra first-round pick. They need a receiver real bad. If Cooper or White are still around at 10, maybe that's a spot you look for them to jump up. And they package that extra first-round pick, and the Rams address the line there.
This is absolutely a team that is perfect for trade down because they don't have a ton of picks this year. Now, they picked up the extra second next year from Philadelphia in the Bradford trade. But they moved a pick to Philadelphia this year. This is going to be an absolutely fascinating team. I would bet my money on trade down for the Rams if they don't keep the pick. I don't think they'll be trading up.
So as we're coming towards the end here, also we didn't touch on it because when I talked about the earlier draft that we did on Sirius about Trey Mason going in the third round. Oh, I feel like that's fair. Where is he going right now in MFL 10s? Because I feel like he's going to go pretty high.
Kind of about where you might expect him. Pick 31.29 makes him a mid-third rounder, 14th at running back, right behind. Here's some two interesting names he's going behind. Lamar Miller and Carlos Hyde. I would take him over Hyde.
Agree.
Yeah, I tend to lean that way, yeah.
Both in year two, but Ace is more established.
We'll see what they do with both those teams.
You know what? He's one of those guys. I think he's going in a pretty fair spot.
I actually thought he'd go a little higher in that format. But I certainly would be happy getting him.
Last year, he's capable of busting off some big runs.
We're high on that guy, and we like the spot he's in terms of his role. Like we said, though, the O-line does need to improve, and you know you don't want to put it all on him. You hope Foles comes in here and gives you something. So interesting here for the Rams, an intriguing team. They do have some good things going on there with the defense.
They've been intriguing for the last couple of years. Right. Why don't they start turning the corner here?
Well, let's get some creativity in the classroom.
That's where
they got the talent there.
We have no idea how to judge Frank Cignetti. No. None whatsoever.
What I worry about, though, for our sake, is that when you're bringing a new quarterback, maybe that buys everybody another year.
Yeah, well, and
it bores us for another year.
And the learning curve is maybe another year away now.
Yeah, I hope not. I certainly hope not. So there you go. There's our look at the St. Louis Rams. And if you want to send your questions in for future podcasts, reaction to this one, you can do so. Hashtag Franchise Focus with your question. Tweet them to us at Fantasy Guru Site, at the Matt Camp, at FG underscore Dolan, at FG underscore Brawley. And one more reminder about FanDuel with MLB season in full swing. Don't wait another day. Sign up now to play one-day fantasy baseball at FanDuel.com. Entry fees start at just $1. You don't have to wait 6 months to win a league. You can play today and win tonight. And there's no season-long commitment. There's day baseball on now. Oh, yeah, you can get involved in that.
The weekend's here. That's, you know, you can, you know, watch baseball all day Saturday, all day Sunday. Let's do it.
Especially with, you know, playoffs starting and hockey and basketball. And, you know, obviously we're talking football. That's a long way away. FanDuel is locked in here right now for you for the MLB season, so it's a great time to get involved, and it was certainly great for Anthony in Rochester from Rochester, New York. He won $741 on opening day alone. That's because FanDuel is paying out more than $2.5 million every single day this season. But you have to play to win, so sign up today. Go to FanDuel.com and click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. Use our code GURU and sign up now. Special offer for new users. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it with up to $200 that gets earned as you play. That's a bonus of up to $200. Offer is only good for the first 50 people that use our code GURU. Don't forget to use our code GURU. FanDuel.com, where every day is a new season. That's FanDuel.com, FanDuel.com. Sign up today. Speaking of signing up today, through the end of this month, it'll be done at the end of this month, the early bird special here at FantasyGuru.com. $24.95 gets you $5 off our regular season price. And it's not just for August through December. We have all kinds of stuff up on the site now.
Oh, man, there's some good stuff coming in May, too.
Oh, yeah, plenty more coming. So you guys did the pre-draft rookie report. That's on the site now. John Hansen and Greg Costell did the pre-draft rookie report podcast. They also did the post-free agency podcast. We have been doing the player tracker, which is obviously quieted down, but any of the player moves that have happened, not just fantasy guys, not just the skill players, O-line, D, you name it, it is covered. Even the kicker moves are covered on the player movement tracker. You can check that out at fantasyguru.com. And, of course, you can catch up on all the Franchise Focus podcasts right on the site or blogtalkradio.com slash Fantasy Guru. For Joe Dolan and Tom Brawley, I'm Matt Camp. We thank you for being with us once again here on the Franchise Focus Podcast Series at FantasyGuru.com.